Do you like music that's heavy and dark?
I do.
Then tune in to the Mellow Dad Radio Show, Thursdays at 7 p.m., Fridays at 9 p.m., only on CygnusRadio.com.
Wrong Side of the Tracks. Welcome back, everybody, to another edition. I'm your host, Chip McCabe, and as we do every Tuesday at 7 p.m., Wednesdays at 1 in the afternoon, and always in the Cygnus Radio Archives at CygnusRadio.com, bringing the best all things Americana-ish, including some classic soul and R&B. And that, when I say classic, was just from about 8 years ago. That's Charles Bradley, the Screaming Eagle of Soul, doing a phenomenal cover of a song called Changes, which was originally written and recorded by my all-time favorite band, Black Sabbath. That was a Black Sabbath tune off of their Volume 4 album. And Charles Bradley did a cover of it. It's also the name of the album it came off of, Changes, his third full-length album released in April of 2016, about a year before he passed, actually. And this was one of my favorite records of 2016. Love this album. And the Candyman, who co-hosts, or co-hosted, I should say, the Metal Dad Radio Show with me, has been listening to this song a lot lately, and it's been making me think of this album and this song. And so I thought I'd play it for you guys. And then it got me thinking, though, about blues and soul and R&B artists who flipped the script and covered rock songs, right? Because we know a lot of rock and roll musicians, especially in the 1960s, were just ripping off old blues tunes and trying to make them their own, either with credit or without Led Zeppelin. So I thought, let's play some songs from rock and roll bands that were covered by blues, soul, and R&B artists. And there's going to be a lot of Beatles. I'm just going to warn you about that now, because everybody has covered the Beatles. Well, let's start with a Stones tune that I love. This is Brown Sugar. This is Little Richard. This is Wrong Side of the Tracks.
Oh,
Wrong Side of the Tracks, and there you go. A couple covers of Beatles tunes and a couple covers of Rolling Stones songs. That was Aretha Franklin doing her version of Eleanor Rigby. And, of course, that song released in 1966 for the Beatles was a huge hit for them and has been covered, like, according to a website called Secondhand Songs, about 800 times, documented. 800 covers of that song. And just within the first couple years, I mean, Richie Havens and Johnny Mathis and Vanilla Fudge, Ray Charles. I mean, everybody did a cover, including Aretha Franklin in 1969. So there you go. Before that, another Beatles tune, Get Back, originally released in April of 1969. Later that same month, Al Green would do a version, which is what we gave you right there, Al Green's version of Get Back from April of 69. And then before that, a couple Stones tunes. I Can't Get No Satisfaction. Rolling Stones released that in June of 1965. Major hit, obviously, for the Rolling Stones. Otis Redding, at the end of the summer, in September of 65, would also record it, just as called Satisfaction. And I really like the Otis Redding version. And then starting off the block, Brown Sugar, originally released by the Stones in 1971, April of 71, and October of 71, Little Richard would do a version. And that was the version you heard right there. All right, so no new music this week because we're going to be counting down over the next couple weeks, I think, our favorite Americana albums of the year, both here in my home state in Connecticut and abroad, outside of the state confines. Wrong Side of the Tracks will be on sort of a holiday hiatus the weeks of Christmas and New Year's. So we've got two episodes after this, and I'm going to take those two episodes and really focus on stuff that's come out all throughout 2024. So let's do another block then, shall we, of funky Beatles covers. Because why not? And how about a guy who recorded with the Beatles? I would be remiss not to include something from Billy Preston. Here's his version of I've Got a Feeling. It's Wrong Side of the Tracks.
No. number down, cheering at your feet. Wonder how you managed to make ends meet. Now who finds the money when you pay the rent? Did you think that money was heaven sent? Friday night arrived without no suitcase. Sunday morning creeping like a nun. Monday child had learned to tie his bootlace. See how they run. Lady Madonna, babies at your breast. Wonder how you managed to feed the rest.
knowing that our love may soon be gone. We can work it out. We can work it out. Think of what you're saying. You can get it wrong and still think that it's alright. Think of what I'm saying. We can work it out and get it straight or say goodnight. We can work it out. We can work it out. Life is very short and there's no time for fussing and fighting, my friend. I have always thought that it's a crime. So I will ask you once again. Try to see things my way. Only time will tell if I am right or I am wrong. While you see it your way, there's a chance that we might fall apart before too long. We can work it out. We can work it out.
Work it out with me, baby. Work it out with me, baby.
Cut in my way. Only time will tell if I'm right or I am wrong. Why is it your way? There's a chance that we might fall apart before too long. We can.
Wrong side of the tracks. There you go. Four more funky, soulful R&B Beatles covers, including one that might be better than the original. It's going to be close. It's a photo finish. Stevie Wonder, his version of We Can Work It Out, song the Beatles released in 1965. Stevie Wonder's version would come in 1970. And it's really good. That's all I want to say about that. Before that, we gave you some Wilson Pickett doing his version of Hey Jude. Beatles would release that in 1968, August of 68. Wilson Pickett's version would come in December of 1968. Before that, we gave you Lady Madonna, one of my all-time favorite Beatles songs, actually, released in 1968 by the Beatles. In March of that year, Fats Domino would do a version in September of 1968 that I also really like. And starting off the block, a guy who, of course, worked with the Beatles towards the end of their run, Billy Preston. I've Got a Feeling. That's a song that the Beatles would release in May of 1970. Billy Preston's version would come out in September of 1970. So there you go. So we are going to continue to do some classic country tunes here, though, for you in this last block of the show, as we are wont to do. And this was sort of a rabbit hole block, as I like to call it, where I start with one song and I just start thinking of other songs, and next thing I know, I have a block of them. But let's start with the song that had been running through my head at one point from 1970. This is Roy Clark. He's going to Thank God and Greyhound. This is Wrong Side of the Tracks.
I've made a small fortune and you've squandered it all. You shame me till I feel about 1 inch tall. But I thought I loved you, and I hoped you would change. So I gritted my teeth and didn't complain. Now you come to me with a simple goodbye. You tell me you're leaving, but you don't tell me why. Now we're here at the station, and you're getting on. And all I can think of is, thank God and Greyhound you're gone. Thank God and Greyhound you're gone. I didn't know how much longer I could go on. Watching you take the respect out of me, watching you make a total wreck out of me. That big diesel motor is playing my song. Thank God and Greyhound you're gone. Thank God and Greyhound you're gone. That load on my mind got lighter when you got on. That shiny old bus is a beautiful sight, but the black smoke rolling up around the taillights, it may sound kind of cruel, but I've been silent too long. Thank God and Greyhound you're gone. Thank God and Greyhound you're gone.
Country green, do you know what I mean? She's true and pure like country green. I feel a hand up on my shoulder, waking me from a drawn-out sleep. I'm the only man to ever hold her. What we share ain't nothing cheap. Sunday morning we spend at God's house, Sunday evening we spend at mine. White nights down by the sawmill, we sit and talk, her hand in mine. Country green, do you know what I mean? She's true and pure like country green. Country green, just a poor boy's dream. She makes me feel like country green. Chimney, makes a puddle on the floor. It's so good to have her with me. I don't know what I did before. Country green, do you know what I mean? She's true and pure like country green. Country green, just a poor boy's dream. Makes me feel like country green. Country green, do you know what I mean?
Looking smooth, talking man. Lonely women make good lovers. So if you got a woman, better treat her just as good as you can.
of times a lonely girl will go out on the town with no thought of evil on her mind. But she don't try to plant bad seeds, but there's something every woman needs, and a friendly smile will do it every time. Cause lonely women make good lovers. They're all at the mercy of a good-looking, smooth-talking man. If you got a woman, better treat her just as good as you can. Once a woman's tasted love, she can't do without it. She'll search for something warm when she gets cold. And if her wine, when it comes to loving time, she'll trade her pride for something warm to hold. Cause lonely women make good lovers. They're all at the mercy of a good-looking, smooth-talking man. Got a woman, better treat her just as good as you can. Yeah, lonely women make good lovers. They're all at the mercy of a good-looking, smooth-talking man.
And Ruby, she'd been around for a while. Ravishing Ruby, she was a truck stop child, born in the back of a rig somewhere near LA. Ravishing Ruby, you poured a lot of hot coffee in your day. Ravishing Ruby, anything you say, just like her daddy said, said he'd be back someday. She was just 14, she grew up wild and free, and all the time she'd been waiting on him, she'd been waiting on you and me. Ravishing Ruby, she sleeps in a bunk out back. Her days and nights are filled with dreams of a man named Smiling Jack. That was her daddy's name, and that's all she ever knew. Ravishing Ruby ain't got time for guys like me and you. Ravishing Ruby, a beautiful young girl now. Ravishing Ruby, she made a solemn vow, waiting on Smiling Jack. He'll come rolling by, and she wants to see him, she wants to touch him, either way, dead or alive. Ravishing Ruby, she sleeps in a bunk out back. Her days and nights are filled with dreams of a man named Smiling Jack. That was her daddy's name, and that's all she ever knew. Ravishing Ruby ain't got time for guys like me and you.
bathtub and clothesline. Goodbye pots and pans. I'm gonna take a Greyhound bus as further as I can. I ain't gonna wash no windows, and I ain't gonna scrub no floors. And when you realize I'm gone, I'm gonna hear you roar. And you'll say, hey Loretta, I love you more than my Irish setter. Hey Loretta, don't leave me alone. Hey Loretta, I swear I'm gonna treat you better. Buy you brand new overhauls if you'll only come back home. I work my fingers to the bone, and we don't hardly speak. And all I ever get is a little kiss about once a week. So you can feed the chickens, and you can milk the cow. This woman's liberation, honey's gonna start right now. And you'll say,
hey Loretta, I love you more than my Irish setter.
Like a movie star and pretty up my hair, and no one here is gonna know what I'll be doing there. I'll be swinging from the chandelier and bouncing off the wall. Instead of 11, just one man, I'm gonna love them all. And you'll say,
hey Loretta, I love you more than my Irish setter.
Wrong side of the tracks, and there you go. I felt like, you know, after a couple songs about women in various stages of distress, that I needed to throw Loretta Lynn in there. Hey, Loretta. She's taken off. She's out the door. Loretta doesn't take any crap from anybody. Loretta Lynn, of course, from 1973. That song would go to number 3 on the Billboard Country Singles Charts at its peak at the beginning of 1974. And that came off of her album, Love is the Foundation, one of her best records, in my humble opinion. Before that, Tom T. Hall, Ravishing Ruby, released in February of 1973, or recorded in February, released in April of 1973, his first single off of his Rhymer and Other Five and Dimers album. And that song would also go to number 3 on the Billboard Country Charts. Before that, we gave you a track recorded by Bob Luman, title track off of an album he put out in 1972, Lonely Women Make Good Lovers. And that went to number 4 on the Billboard Country Singles Charts at the tail end of 1972 for Bob Luman, one of his biggest hits. And then before that, a guy who, in my opinion, and I know he's in the Country Music Hall of Fame, so when I say this, take it with a grain of salt, one of the most underrated songwriters and voices in country music history, in my opinion, is Don Gibson. I mean, the guy wrote Sweet Dreams and a bunch of other classic songs that you all know. I Can't Stop Loving You, that Ray Charles made famous. But I also just love Don Gibson's voice. I just love that deep Appalachia voice that he's got. And that right there, the track we gave you, was a song called Country Green, which was a single off of an album of the same name from 1971, which was sort of towards the tail end of his hit-making career. But Don Gibson just doesn't get enough flowers, in my opinion. So we'll give them to him here. And then starting off the block, Roy Clark, Thank God and Greyhound, which is a fun little number, released in September of 1970. Crossed over and made the Billboard Hot 100, by the way, but it went to number 6 on the country charts. And that's how we do. So all country songs released between 1970 and 73. Now, I didn't plan that. it just happened that way. So just to reiterate our schedule for the remainder of this calendar year, we've got two more episodes of Wrong Side of the Tracks left that will be airing on December 10th, 11th, and 17th, 18th. And both of those episodes are going to have a bunch of songs from albums released over the last 12 months that I have been listening to or would like to listen to more. And then we will be off the last full week of December, and we will be off also the week of New Year's, coming back on air the first full week in January. So you got two more episodes to rock out, and I hope you find some of your new favorite music from 2024. Now, we did a bunch of Willie Nelson Beatles covers in this show, and Willie Nelson has done at least one Beatles cover, because who hasn't done a Beatles cover? In 1995, there was a compilation record that came out called Come Together, America Salutes the Beatles. And it was a country compilation of all Beatles tunes. And there were some big names on this one. Kris Kristofferson, Tanya Tucker, Randy Travis, Delbert McClinton. But the biggest name in my mind was Willie Nelson. So let's give you right now Willie's version of another highly underrated Beatles tune. This is One After 909. Till next week, kids, stay on the wrong side of the tracks.
Baby, so you're traveling on the one after 909. Move over, honey, I'm traveling on that line. I said move over once, move over twice. Baby, don't you be cold as ice. Yeah, you're traveling on the one after 909. I beg you not to go down on my bended knee. You're only fooling around, you're only fooling around with me. Move over once, move over twice. Baby, don't you be cold as ice. Yeah, you're traveling on the one after 909. I keep my back. Real man said, I got the wrong location, so I took my tag and I run right home. And then I find I got the number wrong. Baby, so you're traveling on the one after 909. Move over, honey, I'm traveling on that line. I said, move over once, move over twice. Don't you be cold as ice. Say you're traveling on the one after 909. Say you're traveling on the one after 909.